This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. Local composers and performers will be featured at a concert this weekend at the Wildish Theater in Springfield. Local Sounds, Local Stories features the Delgani String Quartet and the work of six Eugene-area composers. I spoke with Anise Thigpen, whose piece, What Death Can Touch, will be part of the program.
Let me preface by saying I'm the least illustrious artist in the lineup. I call everybody else super talents with, you know, checking off all the boxes of talent, education, training, performance history, CVs that go on for pages. And then my qualification is struggling human. So this piece, What Death Can Touch, is definitely a part of what I would say now seems to be my typical process. And it started 5 years ago for me when I heard an amazing and inspiring talk at Temple Beth Israel by a grieving mother about a year after she had lost her daughter. And that talk was given by Naomi Kirtner in reference to her and Jeff Goldberg's daughter, Talia. The courage and wisdom and insight in that talk made me think, maybe I need to do a Kaddish, and maybe, based on Naomi's example, I can. So that started me on this path, and then I got music, and then I got poetry, and then I saw Lillian Almeida at a birthday party, and this group then formed. And when I did my Kaddish, which was the multi-year process of writing this piece, I had six loved ones I was grieving, hence four strings, two vocalists.
And for those who don't know, can you explain what a Kaddish is?
You know, I don't want to speak out because I'm not really sure that much. I will say it is a Jewish tradition, and it is a ritualized form of grieving and acknowledging those whom we've lost. Mm-hmm. It occurs in the year following the death of a loved one, and it is to honor us and honor them and to help us. And it's often a part of every service, and it, of course, is punctuated at certain times throughout the year.
Did doing this, creating this piece, do for you what you hoped it would in terms of grieving?
Yeah. And when I say I'm a composer, I often backtrack on that. I feel like in the process of composing that I'm more altered than anything else. I'm composed upon. And that was certainly true for this piece. For those of you who've lost loved ones, for me, I always felt like a huge part of me went away with them. Mm. As though I was a glacier calving and a massive part of me fell away. And yes, I don't know the magic of it or how it worked, but I felt like I sort of reglaciated that, and that they were back with me in a way they hadn't been before I started on this journey.
Anise Thigpen created What Death Can Touch, which is part of Local Sounds, Local Stories. It features sopranos Laura Waite and Gretchen Farrar and visual artists Lillian Almeida and Sunny Selby. The concert includes the works of five other local composers and the Delgani String Quartet. It's Saturday and Sunday at the Wildish Theater in Springfield. More information at klcc.org. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.